How do you want to begin it, Emilio?
Well, let's just get right into it. This is episode 73, right?
73.
Episode 73. Almost to 100. We're here with the Water Dons, the water enthusiasts, connoisseurs.
Some shower heads.
Yeah, some real true shower heads. They live, they breathe, they drink water.
We prefer the term shower kings of Long Island.
Shower kings of Long Island. All right. We're out here in Long Island with the dudes from Jolie, Arjun and Ryan. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Over the last few months, we've been talking up the product.
Yeah.
Probably inserting it once a month.
We've mentioned it a
lot. We love free advertising. Free ads. So keep that up.
Only for so long.
We pay in rosé.
We figured invited you out to Amagansett, we'd get another few weeks.
Exactly.
Before you sent us a bill.
You know, off the record, yeah, that's how it works.
Bribery is alive and well in our industry, and we're here to prove it.
Do you know what Amagansett means, by the way?
No, tell us.
Ryan?
It means the land of good water.
The land of good water.
Which we just discovered recently. We didn't know that when we came out here. And I was reading an old New York Times article about Indian Wells, which is a beach here in Amagansett. And it described why they called it Amagansett. Native Americans from Montauk called it the land of good water, thus Indian Wells, which is where they came to get the water. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
So that was like a fun little, oh, wow, destiny.
And I'm Indian, so there you go.
It was written in the stars. There we go. Well, that's we'll have to touch on that later because we have some questions about water and water quality in New York and the greater New York area. But we love to begin the pod by asking the guests their skincare routine because our lovely audience is dying to know your skincare routine. So break it down in full detail, not just skincare. It could be body care, hair care, anything, all things grooming.
Yep.
Walk us through your AM lineup, your PM lineup.
Oh my
God. We want to hear
this
it.
Is so
I'm,
much.
I'm going to pass it to you first.
I was not prepared for this.
Well,
okay. Just think about this morning.
I mean, it's been going on for a long time, so I can, I've got it. It's rote.
Let's hear it.
I wash my face in the morning and at night.
Okay.
With what?
With what?
Ursa Major.
Oh, okay.
Something fabulous face wash or something. I can't remember the name of it, but that's the brand.
Okay.
And I've been using that for 10-ish years.
Wow.
Shampoo I change, but currently I'm using Aesop. Full disclosure, my wife happens to be a marketing executive at Aesop.
Okay.
So we have some of their stuff. Body soap, also Aesop, with a little silicone rubber scrubber.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I don't use the loofah, like the plasticky loofah thing.
Yeah, those aren't good.
No, they're terrible for the ocean and the water. Thus, we've sort of banned that from our house. But the silicone rubber scrubby guy, that we use.
What else?
Brush my teeth.
Okay. What brand are we using?
We're using any random brand. We're not loyal to a toothpaste brand, although I use an Oral-B electric toothbrush.
You gotta, yeah.
And I change the heads often.
Not a lot of toothpaste brand loyalty.
No. Which is an opportunity.
Is there a version that you prefer? Does it have to have whitening in it? Is it like a whitening toothpaste?
It's generally probably an Arm & Hammer baking soda whitening something.
A baking soda blend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What else? What am I missing?
You're missing a moisturizer.
What about scents?
You're missing a moisturizer, maybe some serums.
You're missing an SPF.
Little,
toner.
Little Aesop eye serum.
Okay, all right.
And then rose. It's a Aesop serum with rose in it.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, like don't
rose.
Know the
rose
flame.
Water?
Yeah, not no, rose,
rose
water.
Hip?
No, I think it's like rose hip.
Rose hip?
Or something.
It's like rose oil.
Yeah.
And then Supergoop 40, the clear sunblock.
Okay.
That's my routine.
What about deodorant?
Yeah,
don't wear it.
What about the rock salt?
Rock salt?
Tell us about the rock salt. I don't know what that is.
No?
Okay. It's a salt. Okay. It's a salt stick.
Oh, right.
So I switched from using like traditional deodorants with all the aluminum and shit, and I wanted to try. I always saw this thing. It's like a crystal. It looks like a crystal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Branding's horrible. It's in this plastic sheath. It's awful looking. But it works.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like the uglier the packaging,
but there's no scent. It literally lasts forever. I think I've had the same rock salt for like 4 years because it's literally like a crystal of salt.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't like evaporate. It doesn't go away.
It's okay.
Like,
and it works.
it works for me. Yeah. I can imagine how it doesn't work for everybody.
Okay.
Because if you like the pretty scents, this doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. So I mask that with other shit.
Do you have a scent? I mean, like, do you have a, like a
fragrance? Well, I mean, I'm going to just say the scent that I've worn the longest, which is Chanel Ego East.
Oh, okay.
Which I've worn for like a really, really long time.
Surprised it wasn't one of the Aesop.
No, yeah. We have them, but I'm pretty loyal to scent. And but again, I've sort of backed away from wearing scents.
Okay. Mm.
The last couple of years.
Just letting that, you know.
I've really simplified my routine, guys. Like I went away from like trying new all the time to just sort of like five products.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised though. I thought it'd be even more simple. The eye serum surprised me.
Eye serum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's free, so fuck it. I mean, I wouldn't buy it. So it's like $80.
Yeah. You know, we're still in the PR package phase of skincare where we're just trying anything and everything that's sent to us.
Yeah.
But soon enough, well, we're already getting there. Already like kind of toning it down.
You're like narrowing in on what you like.
Yeah.
What was your first skincare product? What was like your gateway drug?
Gateway, yeah.
Oh my God. It had to be a face lotion of some sort, but I couldn't tell you what brand. I don't know. Does sun care count as skincare?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
then for sure, like sunblock.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Like Hawaiian Tropic.
Okay.
Just water. It all started with water.
Yeah. Just water. Long Island
but
water.
But clean water came far later.
Clean water came later. But Arjun, what is your routine?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Wake up every morning, 6:27 a.m. on the dot.
Is that true?
Wait, why 6:27?
I don't know. Ask my body. I actually don't use an alarm clock. And I haven't since, I think, high school.
It's like,
and I also sleep with the blinds open. I never put the blinds. And so the natural light will wake me up, though light is not always hitting at 6:27 a.m.
Yeah.
Weirdly, that is like the time that I wake up.
Even on a night out?
Even on a night out, I'll go right back to bed.
You wake up at 6:27.
Like clockwork.
You don't look at the clock. You just feel it in your body. It's 6:27.
And it's not like every day. It's to the minute, like 6:20.
Yeah. Well, you 627, more or less.
6:27.
You're
ten,
being
ten,
very specific.
Tends to be.
It's around 6:27.
Sometimes
it's
6:26, 6:28. But
yeah.
The median.
Dude, are you lying to them?
I'm not lying.
All right.
There's no lying at the Camp Jolie. This is a free zone.
It's a safe zone.
Safe zone and free zone too. Skincare routine. So I'll start with hair. After I wake up, first thing I do is, of course, shower in Jolie. Is that a chipmunk?
It is.
Nice.
I'm looking for it, but I can't find it.
Once the chipmunk comes in, I hop in the shower. I love, so shampoo that I'm using right now, sometimes I'll use a pre-wash scrub.
Whoa, okay.
By Kevin Murphy. So I'm completely loyal to Kevin Murphy for all hair products.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scalp spa is what they call it, and I'll use that maybe once a week, and then I'll use I'm not completely loyal to Kevin Murphy. I've started to use New Wash
by
like
Hair Story.
N-U-E?
N-E-W.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not familiar.
The classic OG way of spelling it. So I'll do that, and that's supposed to be shampoo and conditioner.
Proper English spelling?
Proper English spelling.
No not marketing the, branding.
No marketing well. Branding.
You copyright. You gotta find workarounds.
And then conditioner is my favorite. If I had to single out one, Kevin Murphy, Stimulate Me.
I'm not even
we love the
that's
names.
A marketing title.
Kevin Murphy. Yeah.
I've never heard of Kevin Murphy.
From Australia. It's
sounds like some kid I went to high school with, you know. Like.
Yeah, Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, straight from Kansas City.
Who's now
not from the Kansas side.
He's, Irish heritage.
He was a rough and tumble fighter from Long Island. No, I'm kidding.
I think they're from Kevin Murphy, I think they're from Melbourne, actually. And they're sold only, primarily at salons and barbershops. So fellow barber carries them.
Okay.
So what you guys are saying is you haven't been to a hair salon.
I think so.
In a while.
I've been to like a, it's a salon.
Yeah, I feel
we go to the same, we have the same.
We've like adopted like similar hair routines. I know you use the, what's that product that starts with a B?
Briogeo.
Briogeo,
Shout out.
I use Oribe.
Yeah, I'm out of products, so if you're listening.
I have Stimulate Me right here.
Oh, do you?
And the reason why I love it so much is, and it makes sense with the name, it's invigorating and it stimulates. And I like the conditioner to burn just a little bit.
Okay, interesting.
Wakes me up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting up at 6:27, so I need something. It has a bit of menthol in it.
Yeah, it's menthol.
I also love
peppermint, right?
It's like the Dr.
There's peppermint.
Yeah, like,
it's good, and it fits sort of.
Interesting. Okay, that's.
I also start the morning with a ginger shot.
Okay. Oh wow!
And
health king, damn, wellness king. Yeah.
I have a bit of an obsession with Tiger Balm. Even if I don't have a headache, I sometimes just take a little whiff.
Ooh, that's
like smelling salts. Yeah.
No, it's really important. I mean, like, I'm looking for things that try to clear my sinuses because I've got a problem.
Yeah, you got to stop doing
all the time. When I was good.
I mean, we were just talking about that pre-pod.
Just have a little tiger balm on you wherever you go out. Yeah.
Funny thing is, we brought you out here because we really care about you. And we're worried about your drug problem. So this is an intervention.
This is our side hustle.
Everybody come down, shut the doors. Yeah,
we're all laughing, but you know, you might be touching on something.
It's a sore spot.
Tiger balm. I grew up doing taekwondo. It was like really.
That's a flex.
Yeah, black belt.
Wait, weren't you like Emilio at one point?
Who are we interviewing here?
Emilio at one point was the youngest black belt in America, right?
So now you know why my parents are so disappointed.
Is that true?
That it's true. There's images of them online.
In like 1998. It lasted like weeks, guys. Like somebody else broke the record.
What page of Google? Because when I Google searched you, I didn't see any of that.
Well, that's a big achievement. Congratulations.
But, I was five. But
so
anyway,
what are you doing with this drug addict?
It sucks when you,
why would you partner with this guy? By the way,
I need a bodyguard.
High and low, you know?
I need someone
But I love this thing of Tiger Balm. Anyway, I hadn't used it in years, and a friend had it clandestino last weekend, and put some here. Really,
what are you getting ready to run down the football field?
Yeah, opens up your sinuses.
I put it in my temples.
Yeah, on your temples. Right. It's very
obviously a sore muscle.
Yeah. No,
sometimes under the nose. Temples.
Yeah, but okay, so
that's hair.
It's hair.
Obviously, I'm using a Joli shower head in black. By the way,
in black. Which one's yours?
Black.
Actually,
sorry if I'm flexing. Black in my country house.
Oh, he's got one more than one shower.
Wow. And gray in our.
The co-founder has more than one.
But you also have a his and her shower in Brooklyn.
We do.
Okay.
So my wife has.
That might be the key to a good relationship. Is have your own
shower.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was hair. On skin, I use a facial cleanser currently by. I'm using Koa actually.
Koa,
right now.
Yeah.
But my favorite is Elixir. They're from Norway, where I used to live.
I've heard of that.
And it's just very difficult to get. You can only get it in, you can't even get it in Sweden or Denmark, I think. It's only in Norway. And it's a dermatologist started brand.
But you have it private jetted in, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, he's going to get the PJ.
Not yet. So that's what I'm using, facial cleanser. Occasionally I'll use an Aesop toner, but I'm pretty bad at keeping up with that. Toothpaste, Parodontax. I use an electric toothbrush. I was doing the charcoal thing for a minute, but wasn't really my vibe.
Too messy.
Very messy. What am I missing out? So sunscreen, Super Goop. Woods Copenhagen if I'm doing like a face scrub. Sometimes I've got a candle going when I'm in the shower too.
Wow.
Wait, this guy. I thought we were going to touch on this later. All right, what's up with people putting eucalyptus over their shower head?
It's like a spa experience.
Is that all it is?
Yes.
It prevents mold, right? Or no?
I don't know.
It's the smell of eucalyptus.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. It's just a lifestyle thing. It's like having a candle lit in the bathroom.
Kind of. I mean, there's eucalyptus spray that you can spray into the steam. And when we were developing Joli, the question, of course, arose, do we add anything?
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to focus on, let's purify the water and remove all the bad stuff first. But when you get into the business of adding stuff to the water, people have negative reactions to essential oils.
Right.
And eucalyptus in particular, in fact.
Yeah.
So... some people do it.
Maybe we should do a Tiger Balm version.
Oh, that's something.
Cool. We got two customers right here.
You know when I need it, you know.
No, I do think one of life's simplest pleasures, and I know you agree with me on this, is the eucalyptus towel.
Oh.
At the barbershop.
Yes.
And sometimes I've walked in once to the barbershop and just asked for that.
Yeah. You know, it's been years since. I just want a little cut.
They always give you a fade.
They line me up, you know?
You know, that's the thing. We've all talked about this on the pod before. Every time, like, we have the same
hairstylist,
I guess you would call her.
Yeah, shout out to Jess.
Shout out to Jess. But it's like every time we've gone to barbers, they always just want to, like, give you a fade. They just, like, don't listen to, like, the haircut you actually want. Yeah. But maybe that's just our particular problem.
But you guys kind of have, like, a haircut that,
you're going to the same barber.
They're really trying to make they're trying to give you that, like, classic masculine haircut, you know? And then they want to give you the towel around the face, which that's a nice experience.
I love the towel.
We love it.
The towel,
but every time I've just gone to a guy, like a barber who's a guy,
They just don't listen.
I'm just not happy with it.
Wow. Know?
I mean, if you go to a random place, I can see
sure.
bad communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad listening, that's common. So I'm not surprised mm-hmm. that a person cutting your hair is not taking direction well.
I mean, but almost, the one you go to the most, up, you know?
I guess you got to like...
They do it right.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And you which have to feel like, loyalty. You have to always
yeah.
go back to
Yeah,
them.
You have to go yeah. through some pain to get
right.
there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I've been going to Jess for like 3 years. So she, you know, I sit down.
That's family, baby. Anything. That's family. Yeah.
I said, how are you doing? And she
goes, you looking for a new apartment?
yeah. Yeah, because I've moved up.
You still got your girlfriend?
3 years.
Yeah.
Come on. Six times.
No, that's what she says.
She's, yeah, she asks the same question.
Same
know?
Question. Have she knows yet? Us. Family.
But why
family.
So many?
He just loves York, to spend like, you know, $100 a week, you know, just
twice a year.
Yeah. Well,
how long has it been right now? Since your last haircut.
Oh, no, you guys are doing the flip thing where we're interviewing you two. Damn. All right, let's get back to your skincare routine.
Okay, yeah. I do have...
let's hear it.
With scent, I do have something very particular where whenever I've moved, whether it was like my
new scent.
Freshman dorm
yeah.
in college or when I moved to Copenhagen, I have a scent specific for that place mm-hmm. and that time, and I only use it then. So...
You're always a romantic.
Whenever I want to remember that place, I can go pick up that scent. I don't buy it, but I smell it. Okay. And close my eyes and it takes me there. Because scent is, you know, nostalgic. And it connects to memory.
Is that Uriah Bio?
I've never been and never will be on any dating apps.
Good. Hey, that's good.
Respect.
I support that.
Yeah.
That's the way to be.
That's how
wow,
you do
that's,
it.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
You guys are not on it.
I have a sweet and loving girlfriend. Yeah.
Why did it get so quiet?
What's your excuse?
yeah.
Single and ready to mingle.
No, absolutely not. Single and ready to podcast.
And then one question
Let
you asked earlier
do all the talking.
Yeah.
Was first skincare product.
First, yes.
And
yes.
So I grew up in an Indian household. My mom's half French, half Indian. My dad's full Indian, grew up on Long Island. And you realize very quickly you have way more aunties than is possible.
Yeah.
And
anyone
one
that's ever done the family favor.
Of course. I'm still meeting new aunties every day. But when I was going through puberty and had acne, she recommended this yogurt, turmeric, or haldi, is how you say turmeric yeah. in Hindi, mixture that I thought I stained my face. Because if you've ever gotten turmeric on your hands,
oh,
if you're cooking, it's very difficult to get out. It does get out, but it's difficult. And I would mix this thing in the kitchen, and then I'd apply this face mask, and it would dry, and then I would peel it off. But you can't peel it off with your hands. You need to use a towel or a paper towel. I quickly realized that using a towel was not a favorite of my mom because there'd be all these dirty towels that you'd never be able to get back to white. But that was a game changer. I mean, the acne went away. And then I just remembered right now, the worst taste in the world is something called Safi, S-A-F-I. And it is an Ayurvedic, not a drink, but essentially it's medicine that you take by swallowing it. And it clears acne. And my dad instructed me to take it. I would have to hold my nose and, you know, take it down like that. And it worked. And then it's like banned in Canada and like some other countries because there's, some, I don't know. It's, I don't think you can get it in the US anymore.
Yeah.
But you should look it up. S-A-F-I.
S-A-F-I.
You'd bring something new.
Probably
to the world
lobbyist
of skincare.
From
yeah.
That if you partnered up with Safi.
No Softy because it was so effective and so natural.
No.
Well, there's Fair and Lovely. You know Fair, the story with Fair and Lovely?
Yeah.
You know Fair and Lovely, Evan?
I do not know Fair and Lovely.
So in India, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing, but there is this cream called Fair and Lovely. And what did Fair and Lovely do? It made you just that. Fair
and Lovely.
Fair and thus lovely.
Yeah.
And it would lighten your skin.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, I feel like...
not a good thing.
Most of those products have been banned over here. I mean, maybe they haven't been banned, but like, I guess no one's selling them. It's mostly kind of like, Asian skincare because... The reasons they want to do it, you know?
But there's some hidden gems there for sure.
Yeah. Wait, Abili, was mine recording?
Oh, it's recording. I was just turning the volume up a little bit. No, it's all good. I'm just pulling up my questions. So that's it. That's the routine.
That's the routine.
Did we pass?
0 out of 10, Evan. What do you think?
You guys had all, you know, you had all the necessary products or at least steps into a skincare routine. So, you're doing in 10 in terms of male skincare.
Yeah, I like absolutely. The approach. Wait, actually, one thing that... Did you mention an SPF?
I did.
Oh,
okay.
Super Goop. I forgot my deodorant, which is Kosas Sport.
Oh, yeah.
It's a roll-on.
I like that one.
Really, you know, good. I'm willing to go to 10 just because for whatever reason, guys never put on sunscreen. They just never do it. They don't think they need it, but, you know.
I didn't for years.
I mean, I didn't either, you know.
I'm not that light skinned that, oh, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just spent so much time on the water that if you didn't, you were just going to look like a lobster all the time. Like a lobster, yeah. You had to. It was like a necessity.
I've never gotten sunburned. Don't know what that's
like. We can change that.
Yeah, we could.
Keep you out here for 10 hours.
Don't wear sunblock.
I have no idea. I know I just burn. That's it. Well, let's move on to why we're here. Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure.
Welcome.
You know, whenever there's a pool involved,
we're pool there. Pool rosé and a yes. wood deck, and you're there.
Yeah, Can't so, keep us away.
For the listeners at home, we are at Jolie's, Camp Jolie. Please tell us what exactly this is, because this is an audio format. We can't totally show. Hopefully people have seen some things. We've been posting online about it. But tell us what's been going on here. What's the magic? Let's hear it.
We felt that rather than spend a bunch of money on digital ads, we should have like a space where people can come, experience Jolie. We can create a community or start of one, or create relationships and work out of that same location. So we rented the house for the month. We've programmed a bunch of events, this being one of them. Mm-hmm.
The closer.
It's the closer. Like, we saved the best for last, for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's sort of basic marketing 101, but it like, it always works the best.
Yeah.
It's really, like, I don't know why we complicate shit. So that's what Camp Jolie is.
I'd say the lens, not only for Camp Jolie, but what we do across the board from a marketing perspective is water. So yes, it's create conversation around water as it relates to beauty, but water also as it relates to, call it, culture overall, whether that's food, whether it's drink, coffee, for instance. Our good friend Elliot Foose will tell you this.
Shout out Elliot.
Shout out to Elliot. Shout out Coldo, he actually is
Cowboy Coffee.
The guy who connected us. Shout out to Austin Withers as well. The quality of that water is so fundamental to the taste of the coffee. And I was actually with a friend, Espen Piper. I don't know if you know Espen. He started La Cabra in Denmark.
Love that spot.
In New York. They're opening another location on Lafayette Street pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
And he's done this taste test at Copenhagen Food Festival where he has two cups of coffee. Everything is the same except the water. One is purified but dialed into particular parts per million of minerals.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one is sort of left to its own devices, and you can tell which one is the one without the water that's been dialed in because it tastes sour. And even if it's a little bit off to the left or to the right, it's a completely different experience.
Wow.
So going back to the lens of water, it allows us to participate in many different verticals and conversations in a way that is unique and compelling and still makes sense for Jolie. So we did this oysters and wine event. Mm-hmm. Were you guys a gem? Yeah, gem. Yeah, a gem wine. Mm-hmm. And oysters are a natural water filter. New York City used to be the oyster capital of the world. Oysters, one oyster can actually filter up to 50 gallons of water a day. New York City is no longer the oyster capital of the world, but there's an amazing organization called the Billion Oyster Project. They're a nonprofit, and they're focused on cleaning up the harbor by dumping and restoring oyster reefs, so putting a lot of oysters into the water. And over time, this will clean the water. You'll see a lot of marine biodiversity. And we wanted to celebrate the oyster. We've been working with Billion Oyster, donating to them. We donated on World Water Day. We did the entire month of April, Earth Month. And then we just did World Oceans Day. And what we did at Gem Wine is we had two tanks of water. We were in the East River the morning of the event. We were picking up water from the East River, put them in both tanks. And one tank had 16 oysters. The other did not. The one with 16 oysters was pretty much clear by the end of the evening over the course of maybe 2 hours.
I saw that. Yeah. Right, you remember?
Well, you're telling me I was eating oysters from the East River.
No, you're not eating oysters from the East River.
But the stunned oysters cleaned that water.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did not eat those.
All right.
Your light's on, by the way.
Oh, you know, they always know when I need a spotlight.
Yeah, that was an interesting event. To be honest, I didn't know oysters served that purpose.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
What have been some of the highlights here over the course of the month? Because you rented out a beautiful home.
Oh. Sorry, I was just looking at that chipmunk running under the stairway.
I mean, I think highlight number one is we start right from the beginning. We arrive maybe a few hours after, it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's more of a chill weekend. We have some friends, both friends of Ryan, friends of myself, and come over, and Ryan takes a COVID test, boom, positive. Within a couple hours of arriving, a few hours after that, our first hire, Charlotte, who Jolie wouldn't exist without her, she's opening a window, we're out east, some fresh air, boom, window cracks, breaks. And what window is it? It's the one right in the front, next to the front door, that everyone sees as they walk in. So we arrived in style, as they say.
Yeah.
Look, I feel like that's good luck, you know?
Come in breaking shit.
Yeah.
But highlights, I mean, every day has been, I'd say, unique, and it's...
And you know what's...
How many showers a day?
At least five, no. The food has been a central theme for everything we've ever done, which is pretty interesting for a skincare brand. But water is so important in all of the food, whether it's the drink, the oyster, how something's grown. So food has always been like central to what we're doing, which is, I never really thought about. But what's the highlight? I don't know. I don't have a...
I would say...
Should we say it?
Go for it.
Like Spirits Up?
Oh, Spirits Up was really good.
Spirits Up.
So
shout out to Spirits Up.
Shout out to Spirits Up. Shout out to Cameron Booth, who had organized all this. Spirits Up is an organization from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's run by a guy named Sudan Green, and it's focused on yoga and meditation. And I'd say the community that he's cultivated is primarily young black men.
Yeah, he's bringing like mindfulness to inner city kids that don't have access to this sort of thing.
And the lens for that, or the medium rather, is yoga and meditation. So where we are right now, we actually had yoga mats that were surrounding the pool. We did a yoga class for maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And then we did a meditation in the pool.
Damn.
And then we just hung out at the beach the entire day. But it was very intentional in terms of this lens of water and mindfulness. And there's a connection to shower thoughts, because we think shower thoughts is just a state of mind. You know, you're in the shower and you have a great thought. It's not because you happen to be in the shower and the shower has some magic air to it that gives you great ideas, but you're not distracted. And hopefully you don't have your phone with you. You're just alone with your own thoughts. And meditation is essentially the same as that. So we felt that that was something that we both enjoyed doing, but it also felt very intentional and had sort of a higher purpose. So yeah, that was probably my favorite.
I don't like to pick favorites, but you're putting me on the spot, so that's it.
That's what we love to do here. Wow, no, that sounds really nice.
Well, you mentioned something earlier. All right, let's get into Jolie. Let's get into the product that we've been mentioning almost every episode.
For free.
For free.
Some rosé.
Only for so long.
Or are we kidding?
A weekend by the pool.
Yeah. The way you were categorizing it just now, you said, you know, we're a skincare brand. And so we always thought that was kind of an interesting angle for your product, and kind of not that it doesn't make sense. We just thought it was interesting that, like, you know, when you think about the device, it's a shower head and the filtration system, you know, that skincare is kind of the end point to what you're trying to improve.
More specifically, we're a beauty,
you know?
Beauty wellness company, not purely skincare, but a benefit of your skin and hair. Our position is really simple, that regardless of how many steps you might have or what products you use, if the water is contaminated, you're going to...
Dirty canvas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So step zero is what we call it. You've got to put the water in a good state so it's not causing damage to your skin and hair. Then those products and steps you use will have greater efficacy. So that is our position. You know, we really think that without good water, the rest is sort of, it's having to work harder, right? You're making all these things do more work. And it seemed pretty obvious once we thought of it, it was like, oh, that's a no-brainer.
It's also fundamental so step zero is almost like, it's the same as saying the root cause of many of these issues is actually the water. Not all your issues are being caused by your water, but the beauty industry tends to be quite prescriptive in nature or reactive. If you have dandruff, use this shampoo. If you have dry skin, use this moisturizer. Mm. You're fixing something that exists. Whereas by focusing on the water, step zero, as we call it, we get to the heart of the issue or the root cause. So before this issue even happens, it can be eradicated. Mm-hmm. And one example of that, my mom would get hives in the shower. And she's been getting hives in the shower for maybe the past 6-7 years. Her doctor said, you're definitely showering in water that's too hot. Mm. Lower that temperature. She started to do that. and her hives wouldn't go away completely, but she definitely noticed a benefit. I gave her a very early prototype of Jolie. This must have been August last year. And she put it in, and she didn't see any hives. And it's not like she would have hives after every shower. They'd sort of ebb and flow and go in phases. And then months passed, and she still was not getting any hives. She then traveled with my dad to L.A. in Feb this year, and she didn't bring her Jolie with her, of course. Her hives came back.
Wow.
And that's when she really recognized that, okay, the chlorine in the water and the heavy metals in the water has been causing
this. Yeah, so what are the heavy hitter contaminants that are pretty common? In like,
I mean, chlorine is number one.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of lead, mercury, arsenic. We filter chlorine and heavy metals. Mm. Those are our sort of specialty, and those are the most common. I wanted to jump back to just quickly, like the question you had asked before. If you think of the medical industry, doctors prescribe, they're there to sort of prescribe things for your ailments. Mm-hmm. And so many of those ailments could be fixed with diet.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you change your diet, doctors don't really focus on that. And that's sort of the skincare industry at large. They're not focused on the source of the problem. They're just trying to fix the issue that exists from. And we sort of start at the source. So I wanted to jump back there.
Yeah, no, that makes, I mean, like, that's just the American healthcare system. It's like nothing's preventative. You know, it's like they want you to show up there once you have a problem or you've identified it, and then other products or companies, brands, you know, they just.
Somebody told me once, like a long time ago, like the perfect drug, pharmaceutical drug, is the one that keeps you alive but doesn't cure the issue.
Yeah.
So it just keeps you money, like, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're on it for 40 years, whether it's high blood pressure or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that is true and sort of insane, because the real fix would be like, oh, if you have diabetes, I'm not a doctor, by the way, but like, I think if you don't do everything first in diet, then you're fucking not even, you shouldn't even start, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Work on the diet first. If it still doesn't go away, then take medicine. But most people don't do the first part. So they never know.
It's hard to break habits, but you know, when you buy a fucking Jolie, you know, but, you're not even thinking about it. It's just there, you know, you're like.
But so chlorine and heavy metals.
I'll be billed for that one later.
Boom.
There's a lot of shower filters on the market. What separates you guys from the rest? What sort of like shortcuts are other like brands taking? Or like what sort of like false?
So our goal was to be the best in the market, right? Mm-hmm. We looked in the market like, okay, there are other things out here. Let's try all of them. We did. We realized two things. The entire market was lying. They're telling you last 6 months, broadly, every one of them says that. And time is not the metric. It's like, how much water do you use per day? And then this filter medium can filter that much water. You could kill a filter in one day if you left it running for, you know, 10,000 gallons, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. So they're not really telling the truth. And two, they're using a medium that doesn't really work well in the environment of a shower, which is high pressure and high heat. So we learned that very quickly and then designed a product designed for high pressure and high heat, which is how most people take showers. Mm-hmm. People take cold showers. That's great. But most people don't in real life. And that's what Jolie does. So the medium we use is just built for this environment.
We don't, there's no carbon in the filter, which is used in drinking water because drinking water is cold and it's gravity fed. It's not coming out with the force as you have in the shower. And we learned that carbon doesn't perform as well, as Ryan was mentioning, in those two conditions, high heat and high velocity or high pressure. So we're using different filter media and we...
Proprietary.
We also realized this 6 month mark, as you mentioned, is just not true. And from testing the product, I mean, with you for, and a lot of this product is quite cheaply made. It's a product that's primarily on Amazon. There's no brand that's built around it. It's a different variation of Aqua something, whether it's Aqua Pure, Aqua Bliss. And we wanted to, you know, build a brand that speaks to the beauty customer because we're positioning ourselves quite purposely as a beauty wellness company because that's what this product is. It's not a plumbing fixture. It's a beauty product. Mm-hmm. So that was very intentional from the beginning, in addition to the technological differences in the actual media of the filter and the efficacy that media provides. And it also has to look good.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But design aside, like, to be that, to fairness, that was easy. We knew we were going to design something beautiful. Mm-hmm. In the way that Nest changed the way people look at a thermostat, right? Mm-hmm. That was sort of the mission, design beautiful. That's easy. The filtration part, that's not as easy, mm-hmm. right? There's some work that needed to be done. And we started testing everything, and either we were going to make something that we didn't like the way it was going to look because it was going to be massive and it could last longer, mm-hmm. or we're going to design something beautiful that could last 3 months.
Right.
But we couldn't get to 6 months. So, because in the beginning, we were like, man, the whole market says 6 months. Like, how are we going to get to that? And then we realized, well, they don't even work for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, so we felt really good about putting out a product that the filter needs to be changed every 3 months, but has a very high degree of efficacy through that entire time. Questions, gentlemen?
That's it. Time to hang up the mic.
No, well, the thing is, I'm due for a filter change.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't taken mine down yet.
How long has it been?
It's been like 3 months. Okay. I'm due.
It's not 6 months.
No, that's been 6 months. Boy, you know, I tell you, it's the pipes that might be dirty.
Do we send you free filters?
No, you don't. Not yet.
We're not going to do that.
But you got a little issue with your shower filter, right?
No, it's more like it's a bathroom issue. I get like a lot of mold that grows in my my shower. You know how New York is, right?
Is that where you're curious about the eucalyptus?
I don't put the eucalyptus in there.
No ventilations, no windows.
You know, just that pink. Yeah. Like I'm getting some like pink mold along like this. You know where the water goes through the water holes. How do you classify those as shower heads?
We mentioned it on the podcast once, and that's somebody.
It's like pink. It's pink bold. Yeah, but I'm curious to see what can I expect my filter to look like when I take it out.
Ooh. Well, there's
that probably like
there's a cotton pad that you'll. It started as white.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be pretty.
It'll be black, like
the mic that's
tar.
Older.
Okay,
gunk.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's ugly.
And I think you'll notice when you pop in the new filter. How long has it been now?
It's been 3 months. I'm at the.
But you'll notice pressure should come back a little bit better.
Okay.
Because over time, shit just sort of clogs up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The water pressure is great, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you charging us for that one too?
No. That's honest, that's right?
Real.
That's genuine.
But you should also notice like an improvement. It just stops working at some point.
Yeah.
You may not be there yet, but over time it would just stop mm-hmm. and the water would go back to what it was. So yeah.
We've heard a lot of anecdotal feedback about 3 months being, my skin actually is getting a little bit more dry now and it's going back to what it was before. And, you know, frankly, that's what we expect to happen because 3 months was the longest that we could take it mm-hmm. for it to work effectively and do its job.
Yeah.
So if you go a little bit past the mark
here. Why don't you be our guinea pig and just use it for a year?
Do it.
You want me to?
No,
I'll do it.
I don't want you to.
It's less work for me to have to take it down and put it in, you know.
It takes 30 seconds. Not even.
Yeah, look at that.
It is really always be selling.
I have noticed. Well, Emilio immediately saw results. And over time, I saw some in that once I ran out of my thousands of dollars worth of hair care products, I had to go and just buy some like really shitty ones quick. And I was afraid that my hair would become like either like a lot frizzier or look dry and damaged. But for whatever reason, well, I think I know what the reason is that my hair looked great. Because you know, I mean, I imagine like you're not getting the products that you're using aren't building up as much as if you were to have like hard water.
Yeah, but it's right? this softens hard water as well. So New York water, medium, not super hard, but there's a lot of minerals in it.
Yeah.
And that sort of lays on your skin, right? Like this, mm-hmm. to simplify it all,
yeah.
Hard water, this stuff just settles on your skin and your hair.
Yeah, yeah. And clarify the soft and hard water thing, because I feel like a lot of people when they come and visit New York, they're always talking about, damn, the bagels are so good because of the water.
Yeah, but it's mineral content.
It's mineral content.
Yeah,
and it's not going to kill you.
No.
Okay.
It's not good to shower in. I mean, you want to shower in water that's as soft as possible. Mm-hmm. But going back to the coffee example, there's a range, or some baristas would actually say a specific number. 150 parts per million, I think, for espresso, 75 parts per million for drip coffee of minerals in the water. And if it's below that and thus softer, the taste is not going to be as dialed in as it should be.
Mm.
So there are instances where water that's slightly harder is better than water that's slightly soft, but that's more the connection to it being used in drink or food when you talk about water that you shower in, that should be as pure as possible and also without minerals.
So before I start making my pour over in the morning, should I stand in my shower with a cup and get my water?
It would be helpful.
From the Jolie shower filter.
Yeah.
But okay, so speaking of New York water, everyone's always saying New York water is the best water. Where did that myth originate? And also, where is the best water quality in the U.S. or anywhere?
I think we still have relatively good water.
Okay.
But it really was like world class, like
okay.
30 years ago, because all we just had these amazing sort of aquifers upstate and the water was filtered and came down the pipes and that was our water. What's happened over the last 50 years is like you see these green lawns all throughout the suburbs, fertilizer.
Mm.
So nitrate from suburban beautiful lawns has gone through the dirt over 50 years into the water table. That's problem one in suburbs. Farming, even worse, like mega commercialized. Yeah. They're feeding animals all this chemicals. They're shitting and pissing in the dirt and it just goes in, plus the fertilizer, plus like all the crops are growing, and that has destroyed the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Mining, same thing. We're in one of the wealthiest enclaves in the world, and there's a pond not far from here that has so much nitrate in it. They're trying to make it a super cleanup site, like a super site, where the government comes in and literally dredges the whole thing out because animals are dying, like dogs, like people's pets.
Wow.
This is like $50 million homes around this thing. And,
oh my God.
But they have great fucking lawns. So like that was the trade-off. You had like the perfect Scott's green lawn. And you know, 50 years later, you got a dead cat.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I feel like everyone's always talking about like the food, you know, Americans at large are like putting in their bodies, but no one ever is really focusing on, you know,
the water.
What's happening in our water system.
But it's the same thing. Like that's the thing. Like big ag is like that food is not quality food. It's engineered and it grows really fast and it serves a purpose.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
Right.
Right? Like it's not really healthy.
It gives me that dopamine rush.
Well, all the nutrients have gotten like sapped out of like even the basic thing, like lettuce, like or spinach. Yeah. Like the shit's not the same as it was if it's organically grown. It's just not.
Yeah.
So water is part of that ecosystem, unfortunately.
And the best thing to do is have a whole house filtration system.
Correct.
It's quite expensive.
Yeah.
But even if you do have that, and this is something that a plumber, so back when we were starting Jolie, I was at my parents' house and the plumber had come by to fix some leak, and we didn't have a Jolie prototype, but I had all of these Amazon shower filters that I was testing, and I was talking to the plumber about it, and he took off the shower filter and he takes his flashlight and he points it right into the pipe and he said, if people looked into their pipes, no one would be drinking tap water.
Hmm.
Even if you filter it from the source, that water then needs to travel through those pipes to get to you. So point of entry, as they call it, and point of use filtration on both ends is the best way to do it. So whole house filtration system.
Stuff just gets
and then
through.
Jolie.
Like this pool is filtered. There's still shit in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
it can't be perfect.
So like over time, it just sort of finds its way and, you know, have a backup. Do it into the house and out of the shower.
Double filtration system.
Double filtration. We recognize that, by the way, that house filters, which is why we don't do that.
Yeah.
It's for like 1%. Like people can afford it and we'll do it. Everybody else showers and we all need it. So that's why we made something that was approachable.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the before and after stories that you've heard other than ours?
Andrew.
After using Jolie.
And
there's
mothers.
So many. Like in all.
Well, honestly, yeah. Well, first time we met, you told us, I mean, you filled me in on the kind of what inspired the idea.
Yeah.
You wanted to get into this.
Yeah, my legs were getting dry and I was like, this is like, what is going on? It's got to be something in the water. And I did a deep dive on water quality in America and I was like terrified and shocked, but then had a shower thought. It was just very clear, like, we're going to create a beauty wellness company that purifies your water for better skin, hair, and health. It literally, that line was the line. It went like literally into my head. And I was like,
straight out the copy.
Holy shit. And I couldn't stop. Once I got to that point, I sort of couldn't stop. And here we are.
What's the biggest challenge you guys have faced in like getting people to care about the water that they're showering with?
I'd say overall, I mean, the biggest response that we've had, and I think people are learning more and more about the water, but more so having an experience where they've traveled to a different place in the country or the world, and they said, holy shit, what's happening to my hair?
Yeah.
My routine is staying the same. I'm not using different products, but something is different. Is it the air? Is it the water? And there's a lot of personal stories that we've had with, you know, experience from people telling us, customers, partners, et cetera. But education is still important. I will say it's, I think, quite an easy equation in the head of the water is bad. Water has chlorine in it. That's not good. We take it out. It's better for you. And it's sort of an aha moment where people are almost embarrassed that they haven't thought of this before, because this is something we do every day. Your skin is your largest organ. We think about the water we drink, whether we filter that water or buy bottled water, but the water we shower in has become an afterthought. So baseline, it's been, I'd say, a relatively easy educational journey.
I agree, but I think the reason that is we spent a lot of time thinking about the two challenges that were going to be the two challenges. One, will people understand the water will have an effect on their skin and hair? And two, can they install it? Right. Mm-hmm. Most people sort of believe they need a plumber to change their shower head. And we knew that if we don't overcome that hurdle, then we're not going to do very well. Like, because it's inconvenient. Like, who wants to hire somebody to do the thing? You got to be able to just do the thing, right?
New Yorkers love to outsource that, the tasks.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Did you install your own shit?
I did.
Like 3 minutes.
But those were the two sort of like, here's like on the board of like, this could be a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we've overcome them. I mean, we've got thousands of customers now, so I know we've overcome it. Mm-hmm. And we hear back from them like, easy to use. There's 100 TikTok videos out there right now of like, here's how I open my box and it's beautiful and it comes with a wrench. And they talk about like, ease of use. That was sort of the goal. But we haven't experienced the challenge because those were the two that we knew what we thought might be, but we haven't experienced it yet.
I hope you never do. Knock on wood. Yep. should we got a couple more questions, and then do you want to get some closing segments?
Yeah, I guess just a thought I had on the drive up here. I was like, when am I going to start seeing Jolie shower heads at the gym? At a hotel. You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't even just imagine what's going on there. You know what I mean? Imagine what's in the pipes.
I think.
When is that going to happen?
I think we're on the road to that happening. Okay. There's no hard date in the calendar, but we believe, as it sounds like you might, I like the question, hospitality will be a big thing for us. Anybody that cares about their clientele, whether it's a hotel, an Airbnb, or a gym, will likely want a Jolie. True story, guy DMs me the other day, hey, I've got two Airbnb homes I own. I'd love to put Jolie in both of them. And the way I set up my Airbnb is as I have affiliate, I like try to sell a few featured things that are in this house.
Yeah.
And that was sort of part of our original distribution, like Airbnb, like people that have Airbnbs, this is a feature. I have Nest, we have Jolie, and we use this, you know, shampoo in our house. Like, it's a selling point.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to go, I'm just going to say Q1.
All right. Q1.
Okay.
Q1 feels good. Puts a line in the sand.
Okay. Well, then what's next for Jolie right now? You know, when are we getting that filtered bidet? You know what I mean? That calcium buildup.
We're going to go to the bathtub first. We're going to go to the bathtub first.
Keep your butt clean.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot. Probably a lot of build up that you know. You know.
Oh, shit.
All right, so Arjun mentioned the bathtub.
Okay.
No, let's talk about the bidet. That was a better no.
You know how I feel about baths.
I do.
He loves them.
Too much so.
Wine, chocolate. Actually, I think so. We're working on a bathtub faucet filter. That's gonna be a filter attachment to the existing fixture. It's a bit more difficult to replace your actual faucet for the bathtub. It's primarily focused on babies and kids. Kids, babies up until age 6 or so are not taking showers. Mm-hmm. Their skin is super sensitive. Eczema is a big concern. And we want to prioritize that. So we're working on a version for the bathtub. It's a little bit more challenging from an engineering perspective. We're in development there. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of next on the list from a product perspective. But yes, I also enjoy a bath. Not that I have a bathtub, but whenever I get the chance to... hop in the bath. There's sometimes
you don't have a bathtub?
Arjun loves his bath time.
Fuck, man.
Damn, that's New York, baby.
Yeah. That's New York, yeah. I have a bath.
I mean, it is, but it's
he's
not.
Moved
a,
you don't want to sit in
it. You don't want to sit in it. I don't want to sit on it.
In search of the bath.
Yeah. Go down to the, you guys been to that place, what's that place called? Bathhouse in Williamsburg?
Oh, that's yeah, great. The bathhouse.
Yeah. There's a lot of bathhouses in Manhattan, too.
Last question. What is, sorry, a little dead fly. Fly just died on me.
A little showmanship right there.
Outdoor,
keeping you guys on your
that
toes.
Outdoor set. Yeah. You never know what's coming.
What is your favorite bottled water to drink? Because I have a very strong opinion on this.
Me too.
Okay.
Number one is, it's a water from Bornholm, which is an island outside Denmark. It's in the Baltic Sea. It's actually closer to Sweden. It's called Bornholm's Kildevand.
Okay.
And they make both the still and a sparkling water. I actually prefer both. Like, it's number one for still for me and number one for sparkling. Sparkling because the bubbles are tiny. And the water is crisp.
Can you get it here?
So we actually tried to get it for the house, and I was in touch with the owner, Stefan, and they actually have some regulation in Denmark where you cannot export the bottle that they make. It's only for Denmark or only for a set of countries. But now they're working on a version that you can. However, the minimum is one pallet of this water. So if anyone's interested in starting...
Dude, you don't have a bathtub. You're going to buy $1,000 worth of water?
Gay, keep that water over there.
Yeah, he's asking for people to go
and
in on
bathe
it. He's like, all right, let's divide
he's
it.
He's going to bathe in it. Trust me. Do it. This is the kind of shit he does. He goes, "That's worth it."
I love it.
He's doing it for research purposes. How can we get the Jolie to filter just as well as this water that we have right now?
My water is not nearly as exotic as that.
Oh, what is yours?
We have it here, Mountain Valley.
Mountain Valley.
There we go. Mountain Valley.
Mountain Valley's great. Yeah.
The best in the U.S.
It's a great. Yeah. It's a great water.
It is. I've been on a crusade to get everybody to drink that. Because I feel like anytime I drink any other water, I just feel like I'm not
he spits
getting,
it out.
I'm
he's
not
like,
getting
I'm
hydrated.
He's like, fuck that. Yeah.
You know, I had Christina try it the other day, and it just goes down so smoothly. It's my favorite
water.
Incredible.
I also find that water in glass is always better.
Of course. Okay.
Even if you took tap water and put it in the fridge in a glass bottle.
In glass?
I do this with milk.
Nah, that sounds man. Like a, I like a, I like a spoonful like a, of microplastics every morning.
Oh yeah,
I need that. Water, I need glass. That bottle.
Keto,
of water.
Any diet.
sounds like
no.
A
it is better. It is better than glass.
But it's true of any beverage. To be honest.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Coca-Cola. You know, milk.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, let's get into some closing segments. First segment.
Which one? What do is you, it, you, I don't know which one we usually do first.
Dewey Rude.
Dewey Rude. All right. This is the segment in which you
can. Fuck that guy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Is that the sentiment?
That's the sentiment in the segment in which you get to address all the haters, or if you're having a beef with someone, or maybe something abstract, you can interpret this segment however you want to.
You know, a rude comment.
You know, maybe
the other
someone
day
got under your skin a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, people get under my skin every day.
Bear it out. Here's your time.
You know, we'll
we don't have this
how
kind
much
of time.
Yeah.
Dude?
Exactly. How much time you have?
Well, Arjun doesn't have.
Are you
any
mad?
Beef.
Are you mad on
beef.
Behalf of the guy with the yurt? Was that kind of rude?
I was a little annoyed at the town of East Hampton, yeah. I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. No, you know, but like broadly,
right?
People that lack common sense, which I feel is most people,
right?
Yeah.
That bothers me. Like just the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
You see happening, hear happening. Like I saw a dude driving down the street of the LIE yesterday when I was driving back to the city. He had a sign on the side of his fucking truck. It said, Dr. Fauci is a murderer, right? And I looked at him and I'm like, oh, this fucking mogul over here, this dude from Long Island, probably a fucking landscaper, never left the town he grew up in. I'm like, fuck that guy. And I know hundreds of them.
Yeah.
So there's my fuck that guy.
There it is.
It's also, it's
what
like,
is it? It's, not,
it's,
a segment
also,
called,
it's like on his
is
truck,
a segment
too.
Called Fuck That Guy? Can
yeah.
I
yeah,
change
you can
it?
Change
it
rebrand
it.
Yeah.
Dewey Rude?
Dewey Rude, yeah.
Dr. Fauci is a murderer. What's wrong with people?
We got called
man?
Terrorists this week.
Yeah,
we
no,
did. You know what?
We got we got called terrorists
after. Yeah,
on by who?
By somebody commenting on one of our
memes. Yeah.
Well, we can explain it later. It's really funny.
Off the pod,
off the record.
Yeah. Off the record.
You got anything? You don't have. You know. Also, nobody has to participate.
Yeah, hey, participate. We all good vibes, you know. But I'm not. I'm a. Yeah.
I was struggling.
I'm a professional hater.
Struggling to find some beef this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No.
Not
damn,
really.
It's just...
Not really. I think, you know, this house being an environment and having a lot of people come in and out, reiterate some things in life. I think one, I actually have a ton of
you're like, expand fuck on that. This guy.
Said Ryan's rule. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think there's this mentality of just being easy going.
Yeah.
That some people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you recognize that when you're nothing to do with the Jolie crew.
Really, yes.
But, you know, people coming in and out and you notice who's a good guest and who's not a good guest.
Oh, yes.
And,
do you think this has to do with like, generational manners or lack of?
I think it has to do with sort of upbringing, context and environment.
Yes.
But is it upbringing by generation?
It could be by geography too.
Okay.
Not. I mean, I got to go back for the Midwest, but you know.
Midwest people are lovely.
Good manners.
Good manners.
Yeah. Maybe, you know.
Good house guests.
But I don't
I mean,
know.
You guys showed up on time. Starts right there.
Hands are shot.
Don't be late.
You know, in Mexico, we're always late. You know, 5 minutes means an hour.
Everything's mañana, you know?
Yeah, there's Indian Standard Time, which is 2 hours after the event starts. So if you show up before that, then you're really early.
Dude, you know my thing about time.
Yeah. Hey, say, I've never been late either.
I've walked out of meetings.
Oh, man.
10 minutes late.
Wait, what's your sign?
Aries,
okay.
Does that mean anything?
I have no idea. I just like, I have no idea. That's just like a thing people ask.
Sounded like a good question.
You know, it's like
Aquarius over here.
We have astrology listeners.
Yeah,
we're always trying to diagnose all of our
tarot readers and
to all listeners. I'm curious what an Aries Aquarius duo.
Yeah, slide in.
What's in the cards there?
Yeah, slide in the DMs and let us know.
Wait, so I think we cut you off. I'm sorry, Arjun, about your Dewey Rude.
Oh, damn, I thought I was getting away without.
He's no, you know, his beef is with the water.
Beef with the water.
It's
with the
lack of easygoing.
Right. Yeah. Lack of easygoingness.
Hosting's hard, you know. You know what I mean?
Arjun's a great host.
Oh, I believe.
No,
that.
Like maybe the best host I've ever seen in my life.
But I mean, in terms of like,
thank you.
You really get to know people and how they are as guests, you know.
Yeah, but that's not hosting issue. That's a guest issue.
Yeah.
But
Arjun's an amazing host.
The number one rule as a host is never. It's stressful being a host, without a doubt. But when you show that stress, you sort of have to set the tone.
Mm.
And if you're always in a hosting mentality, where whether it's just pouring a drink for you or putting something out when you arrive, or welcome every person that's come here, I always have a tradition.
Which I never do. I don't say goodbye or hello. I just like,
welcome to Camp Jolie. And it's just
I'm an 8 month old. I have a good excuse.
Yeah. Oh, happy Father's Day, by the way.
Happy Father's Day.
We're recording on Father's Day.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Shout out to here with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you're not with your son, and I'm not with my dad.
Yeah. My wife was wait, you're working on Father's Day? I'm like, yeah.
Damn.
Like, how do you think we pay for this fucking house?
Oh, shit.
No, that's
it's not like a dad went out for an e-cig and never came back kind of situation. Yeah.
No, my dad did that, though. But that's a whole, you want to get down and you want to cry?
Oh, we could.
You want to cry?
Make it part of Dewey Rude.
I'll make you cry.
You know, we've been, you know.
a few more drinks, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay. Next segment. Yeah.
Dewey.
Or you could be your dude of the week. Your dad could be your dude of the week if you want him to be. Yeah.
Just
to.
I mean, now that you. It'd be very rude of me now to.
Yeah, you don't want to be rude.
After you say dad, I've got to say my dad. But in addition to dad, Francis Malman. And the reason why is before we came here, I ran into him on the street, said nothing but hello. And I feel like, because the dude of the week is someone you want to hang out with. Is that right? Is that the
It could be anyone.
Just any guy. That's,
anyone who's like, lives rent free in your mind, you know? Exactly. Like. Just,
you know, I don't know about that.
Anything, but however you want to interpret it.
But I think Francis Malman and Camp Jolie, edition number two.
Oh man, that would be amazing.
Maybe we go to Patagonia.
We need a little more space.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Just putting some feelers out. He's a listener, right? Isn't he? While he's cooking, he's got Dewey Dudes on in the background.
He's making skin.
We'll be now. Skin. Yeah.
We're everybody's background podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Meals by Cooge.
Oh, all right.
You know this dude?
I don't.
No, I'm ignorant.
Cooge.
Who is this?
Cooge, no.
Take care, brush your hair?
Nope.
Just a dude, like an Italian guy from Staten Island.
Okay.
Or Staten Italy, as he calls it.
Okay.
And he just talks about food. And he's become like, in 6 months, he's become like a celebrity.
Well, we'll probably see him.
Like he was with Bella Hadid 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He went from
it's a shop in Staten Island.
Like dating him?
Like
dating
me calling him up on the phone. I got his number. I'm like, yo, we like what you do. We think there could be something funny with Take Care, Brush Your Hair.
Yeah.
To like him hanging out with Bella Hadid.
Him being like, I'm busy, guys.
And like Post Malone and fucking now he's like a bona fide the mayor
of Staten Italy.
Look him up,
Staten Italy.
We're gonna have to look him up.
He's basically he's created like this food account where it's really not about the food; it's about him.
But it's funny.
It's hilarious.
He's funny salty. How that always happens, yeah. You know?
He's a salty dude. It's funny.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll have to check that one out.
It'll probably just like pop up. Like, we'll see him later.
Yeah, you're going to get an ad now, sir.
Yeah, it's gonna, we're going to get ads. It's gonna, like,
thanks, Google.
It's going to come up. Yeah.
Well, let's close this out with, the closing segment. The Dewey Do's and Don'ts. Just where we kind of round off. Well, how do we do this, Amelia? We say this every time. We're like,
round off the app. Could be things you're doing in the year or two, things you're focusing on. You know, do we what you're Dewey doing and what you're Dewey don'ting. You know, yeah. I could start off. Do we do call your father on Father's Day if he's around? If he's in your life, if he's not,
you have to wait till next year because the day's almost over. Do we do? By Jolie.
You stole my Dewey Do.
Oh.
But Dewey Don't.
Anyone can hop in if they want.
Tag in.
Is this a group effort?
It's group effort. Oh, yeah, it's like, we love talking over each other on podcasts.
Dewey Do. Be a good guest when you go to somebody's home.
Yep.
Okay. Do ask questions.
Dewey Don't.
Dewey Don't.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't think too highly of yourself.
Don't be a jerk. Have some common sense.
And don't be afraid.
Here's some high-level ones. Any very specific asks.
Well, you said, like, do we do use a Jolie?
Use a Jolie.
That is so obvious and so...
Don't order your steak well done.
No, never, unless you're getting steak at a Longhorn Steakhouse.
Or a Sizzler.
Do we do follow Jolie on IG, Jolie Skin Co. What are you guys on TikTok?
Jolie Skin Company. Same. Actually, Skin Company.
Full name. Yeah.
You know, okay.
Got to keep people on their toes.
Yeah.
We like to keep them guessing. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. Well, thanks so much for having us out here.
Happy Father's Day.
Having us pick your brains.
I hate that term.
Well, all right. Well, have us penny for your thoughts.
Don't say pick your brain. The visual is not appealing.
Thanks for coming on, guys. We're big fans of Jolie. We love the shower head. Excited to see what you do next. And that's episode 73.
Episode 73. Let's hop in the pool.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Uh-huh.